A Snowy Adventure, narrated by Alessandra Anderson. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Snow Angel by Hilary Clinton. Her long golden hair danced over the back of her light blue ski jacket as she shot past me through the dense spruce forest. I followed her for a bit, and all my brain cells were transfixed by a wonderful fantasy of a smooth and inviting little girl hidden under those dark blue ski trousers in front of me. After all, she had told me that she's always shaved smooth. Her behind pointed up into the air invitingly when she bent over and put her ski poles down. She rested on the trail for a while before sliding down over the smooth terrain to the edge of the clearing, where the landscape glistened like a crystal clear, starry sky reflected in the white snow below. She stopped at the edge of the clearing. I stopped behind her, feeling my cock jump in my ski trousers. I had fantasized about my friend, the Snow Angel, for over 3 months, and finally I had managed to convince her to go skiing with me in Marka. Now it was my turn to lead. I knew the area very well and quickly left the main trail behind to take a road less travelled through the forest. Soon we came to a curious little forest pond that was partially covered in ice, glistening in the spring sun. In my head, I had long imagined a wildly delightful, erotic encounter where her favourite chocolate was an important element. "Oh, my wonderful Snow Angel, now I want to see all of you," I said suddenly. The Snow Angel looked at me surprised, though not so surprised that I didn't see a cheeky smile spreading over her face. "It's a bit cold, isn't it?" she whispered, coquettishly. Although she didn't protest as I began to unbutton her ski jacket, her jumper, and her woolen leggings. Her icy blue bra with little decorations looked very tight, and her heavying, snowy white breasts were peeking out over the top of her bra. I carefully undid her bra so that her breasts could breathe in the April air. I bent down and gently circled each of her red, aroused nipples with the tip of my tongue, before biting and nibbling on them slightly until she began to moan with desire. It was then that I pulled her favourite chocolate, everyone's favourite Norwegian chocolate, out of my pocket and stuck the first of the 4 long pieces of chocolate into her full red lips. She opened wide and I pushed the chocolate into her mouth bit by bit as I listened to the wonderful sound of her chewing the chocolate biscuit. "Mmm," she whispered, and it was clear she wanted more. "First, you need to earn it," I said in a commanding voice. "Earn it?" she giggled. I loosened her ski boots and pulled them off. Then I pulled off her ski trousers and stockings. Now she was stood with 1 foot on each ski, wearing nothing but a little thong, the same ice blue as her bra, and dark blue woolen socks on her feet. I pulled off her G-string and draped it elegantly over a branch of one of the frozen spruces next to us. "Put your boots back on," I ordered. Obediently, she bent down and put